Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays. Shut up. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, also on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station, Signal 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show today, every day, really, though we do live on Facebook, the Facebook live stream of the show. We've got two great guests here in studio from Belmont County, Hoof and Paw. Julie Larish, who is one of the founders of Belmont County Hoof and Paw, with some major breaking news, and also Amber Bowen, who's the Secretary Treasurer. And you both have a lot more news to share with us in this final segment. Julie, let's get started with you.
I put in for my resignation as a humane officer.
Why?
Our problem started with our wonderful fan club that we now currently have in court for defamation of character, slander, and libel.
The Psycho Sanderson sisters.
And the Psycho Sanderson sisters. And because of their constant lies that were posted on Facebook, it has, and the fact that they contacted our donors, we went from running under an operation of $88,000 a year down to $13,000 a year.
My God.
And I have been making up the balance. And I can't sustain and move forward with my life if I'm putting 100% of my overflow into, this group. And it's gotten to the point that, you know, we're just going to have to, we're going to have to find
somebody else. The damage these women have caused you is unbelievable. Yeah. The character assassination, the backbiting, it's absolutely unbelievable. Now, is this the first that the Valley has heard about this?
Yes, it is. It is the first.
This is breaking news then, right? All right, hold on, then we can do the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Breaking news, Belmont County, ladies and gentlemen. So when are you going to tender your resignation? When are you going to tell the Belmont County Commissioners?
Actually, I told the Belmont County Commissioners. I sent them a letter as well as the sheriff.
First time you've announced this publicly.
Yeah, it's first time I've announced it publicly.
What the Belmont County Commissioners do?
They get on their knees and beg. Nothing. Apps. I have not heard nothing from them.
You got to be kidding me.
Nothing. Now, the sheriff called me.
Back to the Belmont County Commissioners. One of them is Vince Ginangeli, who was playing on all these people's concerns about animal care and this, that, and the other. Well, I haven't seen a new animal shelter, and now he's not even doing anything regarding this.
No. No, nothing.
I guess it's unbelievable to me.
Yeah,
all these animal supporters supported Vince Ginangeli.
Yes, yes, yes. No, it's a hard decision for me because I really felt that I was doing the right thing by the animals. I'm still doing the right thing by the animals. I will never quit doing the right thing by the animals. But we're looking for another humane officer to take my place.
But it pays nothing.
It pays $200 a month, and on top of that, whoever takes that position is going to have to take the dogs with them, house the dogs, keep the dogs safe in a clean living environment, keep them warm in the wintertime, cool in the summertime, everything that I am doing, and there are four pages of stuff I am doing that they're going to have to qualify for.
And the Belmont County Commissioners have done nothing after they got
not heard from them.
Even Vince Ginangeli, though, was always going on and on and on about animal care and animals rescues and animal, vote for me and I'll take care of the animals.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So the first of the year, I will pick a date of my final day. I was hoping to find another humane officer or a couple humane officers that can take over and do what I do.
What's happening, by the way, with the new building that Vince Ginangeli promised for taking care of the animals, the animal rescues?
Not hurting anything.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's sad because we have a lot of surrenders. We have people needing to surrender animals because, understand, insurance companies quit insuring apartment complexes that have pit bulls. I have so many. Every abandoned dog, or nearly 85%, 90% of the abandoned dogs are pit bulls.
Is it mostly drug dealers?
No, actually not. Mm-hmm. Not. I've got a couple drug dealers that I've had to take dogs off of, but for the most part, it's just people. Pit bulls are lovable. They're very lovable dogs in the right hands.
In the right. That's always the problem, because some of these monsters, you know, they buy their dogs and mm-hmm. shoot them up with drugs and everything else. And,
oh, we've had a couple of those.
It's insane what they do to these animals. Yeah. It really is. Okay, this is breaking news. We have no idea what the Belmont County Commissioners are going to do. They've not even gotten back in touch with you.
I mean,
how long have you worked for them?
I have been, for them, it's been 3 years since B. Carl. I've worked as a humane officer doing livestock humane originally. That's my love.
Yeah.
And then I got the dogs when B. Carl shut their doors. And at that time, I became the county humane agent. So for about 3 years now, I've been the county humane agent.
Belmont County Commissioners, honestly, what the hell do they do? I just don't even get me started with them, especially Vince. Oh, man, did he lay it on thick about, oh, I care about animals.
Well, and one of his campaign people was one of my
Sanderson Psycho Sisters. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Psycho Sanderson Sisters. Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. So how does this affect the Belmont County Hoof and Paw?
We will remain open as a livestock rescue, and I'll stay on as a humane agent for their livestock side of it. We're just not going to do dogs and cats.
This is unbelievable.
And if we can get, Amber is going to become one of our humane agents, and we'll try to get two more, that they will do all the welfare checks. Because
why is Amber laughing as you're saying this? Out of the corner of my eye, she's just going, what the hell was that all about, Amber?
Oh, you need to do some ride-alongs, Dimitri.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I wouldn't even go in her house. Are you kidding me?
The more I go out there with her and all, I shake my head. It's not the position of going and doing it. It's the position of going in and seeing what is going on with
her. It's got to be heartbreaking.
It's terrible.
Jeez,
yeah.
Louise. We have just a few minutes left. You wanted to talk about something else. Was it Yorkville?
Yorkville,
the terrible
okay.
Problem?
And this is an example of what we're worried about. Okay, a house in Yorkville on Market Street.
Belmont side of Yorkville.
Yeah, the Belmont side of Yorkville. We had a lady pass away. She had two dogs and multiple cats in there, and her daughter also was taking care of her in there for a while. So mom passes away, daughter moves out, but daughter's stopping every day to feed the cats and the dogs. And trust me, she fed them, because when those dogs came out, they were super fat. They were not.
They were healthy.
They were healthy dogs. Healthy
were they
dogs.
Crapping and pissing in the house then?
Well, that's a different story. Yes, they were crapping and going to the bathroom in the house. And that is the beginning. She left the windows open because the air conditioner wasn't running.
She did everything right that she could.
She did as much as she could, except for remove the animals. But we had no surrender shelter to put them in.
Goodness.
And we were working with another rescue to try to take one of the dogs, and we thought we had it set up. But when that person found out, because of the lies about me, that it was me, she said, no, I'm not going to help you. So now I had to take in two more dogs that I had to find.
You've got to sue them and dig deep into their pockets and make their lives utter misery.
That whole turning point is what we're having to deal with is just making the animals suffer more.
The domino effect from these Psycho Sanderson sisters and everything that they've done. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is absolutely unbelievable.
So you're in Yorkville, we got everything out that we could get out. The daughter took five of the cats. The Belmont County Animal Shelter took three of the cats.
She sounds like a very good lady.
She is. She was trying. Yeah. I'm not going to say she wasn't trying. She was stopping every day to feed those animals. Every day that woman stopped.
And paying for it.
So we did take the two dogs, and she did get placement for a total of eight cats. But there were a couple cats, because the windows are open, the smell of cats are bringing in more cats, and now the town has more cats at that location. Now, and we do not do cats.
Yeah.
We don't trap them. We don't remove them. We don't do cats, because we don't have a location for cats.
You should bring them over to Catzilla's house. Mm-hmm. She'd never say no. They got plenty of room there as well. Okay, so the shelter. Other counties have rescue shelters, right?
Some do.
Oh, really?
Well, Harrison County does not. Harrison County no longer has a humane agent because of the same issues I went through.
One of the Psycho Sanderson sisters.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she just recently resigned, and she is out of there. And I've had contact with her.
She has the same problem that you do. It's
exact
the same
problem, same people.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. Now, we have just a few minutes left. Any other key points you wanted to share with our listeners? We have all sorts of breaking news here. So any other key points that you wanted to bring up?
Oh, we did. We did do a recent rescue with helping Guernsey County.
Sorry?
We helped Guernsey County on a rescue.
Yeah. Was it the horses?
Yeah, it's the horses. And understand, people were on Facebook one, take them all, take them all, take them all. What they don't understand is this is an ongoing investigation. I have to see why these horses are underweight. It could be back to the drought issues.
Right.
It could be back simply not feeding them. It could be because she's got cherry trees, walnut trees. We got toxins in their bodies. You can't have cherry and walnut around horses. It's very deadly to a horse.
Seriously?
Yeah. Walnut trees, cherry trees, absolutely should never be in a horse field.
I can eat walnuts and cherries and I'm not going to die.
No, but for a horse, it's toxic.
Really?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, the cherry is like cyanide.
Can't feed a cherry to a horse?
No. No. You can have cherry trees, cherry bark, cherry droppings, nothing in a field with horses. Yes, you want to get away from that.
I had no idea.
So, you know, we have to investigate why this is. There are tons of cherry trees there. There are tons of walnut trees in there. So I got to make sure that's not the issue. You know, I hear everybody's complaint that this has been ongoing forever, but understand there's cherry trees and walnut trees have been there ongoing forever and ever and ever, too. So we have to do a thorough investigation. It could simply be worms. It could be. So we are working with these horses. The vet's out coming out Tuesday. We're going to do all the testing on them then. And then we'll have a definitive of, do we have an issue that's causing this, or is it neglect? But you don't do these things overnight, and that's what people don't understand. An investigation could go on for months.
Indeed. Well, I thank you both for all the work that you do. Shame on the Belmont County Commissioner, especially Vince. Man, did he lay it on thick about caring about animals and everything, and now, of course, it's nothing but, you know, the same old... but he's there for 4 years, so what does he care? I always give my guests the last word to say pretty much anything that the guests want to say. Julie Larish and Amber Bowen, my microphone is yours.
One of the things is we have a new phone number. That's definite, 220-258-7259.
Once again?
220-258-7259. All calls need to go to that so that we can log and prioritize them. We are high-volume calls right now. We really need some patience when we're not getting to locations. And also, just keep an eye on your animals. Keep an eye on the water sources. Keep an eye on the heat. Keep an eye on the neighbors. I mean, don't be afraid to go knock over and say, hey, I noticed your dog drank all the water. It is hot. It is dry. They're going to drink more. Just help each other out there, because then that helps us be able to get to the ones that direly need assistance.
Okay. And very quickly, the raffle.
The raffle will be up until October 31st, $10 a ticket, 250 tickets to be sold. It's for a 556. So, hopefully we can get them all sold, and that will help us out. And any donations, we are welcoming donations of dog food, dog treats, horse feed. You know, get in contact with us. One of the companies that we are doing the horse feed for the new ones is D&I Feeds. They have some specialized feeds and specialized minerals and everything that we are needing for these horses.
And that's 740-484-7010. As D&I Feed and Supply, good people. Ladies, thank you very much. Anytime you need to get the word out about anything, my microphone is yours. You know that. Just ask. We'll book you. We'll, you know, happy to do that. You just heard breaking news regarding Belmont County. And again, shame on the Belmont County Commissioners. What the hell are they doing? Especially Vince. Oh, I care about animals. I care. Yeah, right.